for some mindsets. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an instant and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. Pardon me, love, but you seem like my type. What you doing tonight? You should stop by the site. We could roll some weed, play some records and talk. I got a fly spot downtown Brooklyn, New York. Now I know you think I wanna fuck, no doubt, but tonight we try a different route. How about we start with a salad, a fresh bed of lettuce with croutons. Later we could play a game of chess on the futon. See, I ain't got to get in your blast. It's your eye contact that be getting me aroused. When you show me your mind, it make me wanna show you mine. Reflecting my light when it shines. Just taking our time before the night's through. We could get physical too. I ain't trying to say I don't wanna fuck, cause I do, but for me, boo, making love is just as much mental. I like to know what I'm getting into. See, we could have mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an incense and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. It's time for some mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an incense and just chat, relax. I got the good vibrations. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. It's time for some mindset.
Over the metronome, hopping over the norm to the rank of the pros, taking you on a journey to where civilization arose. The nine principles of hieroglyphics lore exist to be those that added a twist to hip-hop history, excelling that swelling at a rate you can't hold back, might as well collaborate and make it better forever and never cease. At least I'm gonna do what I wanna do and get my piece of the pie. This hieroglyphic high priest speaks from my third eye. Never learned nothing from Greece. It's easy to bite and steal, but once you come amongst those with heightened skill, you get frightened. Mics and the likes of me create ice in the hearts of the average MC. And with my counterparts, my thoughts amassed to the juggernaut force. You better not horse around with. Come and get drowned in the rhythm I found and stuck with it through the thick and thin, while some just with it away. I'm in this for permanent prominence, turning it out, my presence is ominous. Blessed in my destiny, rest in each syllable in the particular way it dressed the beat.
It's fat on wax, but what y'all don't know about these kids, man, they catch wreck off the top of the head, you know,
that's
laying in bed, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
Off the dome. Looking at Wilma and Fred, Flintstone, you know, these kids, the reason why I want them on the show, because they like what hip-hop is all about, you know. They're the essence of the truth here. You
that
know,
spontaneous type
spontaneous
thing.
Spontaneous. These are true MCs right here, and we're going to go ahead and prove it to you. What we going to do, we're going to shock them. We're not going to even tell them what break we're gonna play, and they gonna catch wreck.
Cool like the head. Hi, you're listening to WMFO Medford. This is Bobby Familiar.
And I'm Jonathan Carbot. It's 1:04 a.m. right now, the Friday morning. I'm on spring break now. It's dope. And we got some guests on the show.
Yeah, we got
tonight.
A couple guests with us tonight.
We got Brandon.
Yo.
An old guest.
Yeah, feature.
Returning guest.
And we got frequent caller. Introduce yourself.
Yo, it's Nick.
You guys might recognize him. We got a new fellow. Yo, put your headphones on. Yeah, there you go.
Don't be shy. Ben.
What's up, everybody? How's everybody doing today?
That's the immortal Ben Bronstein.
He right? Bumbles, man.
Yeah, he likes to pretend he's immortal, though. Alright. Is everybody on break right now?
Yeah.
School's over.
This is Joni Mitchell, Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, in the background right now. Nick is cooking over there right now. Nick, why are you cooking?
Dude, I'm just chilling. I'm not cooking.
What's on your mind, buddy?
I'm asking why you're chilling, man.
I don't know. I don't know. Can I say?
Yeah, man. 1:05 a.m.
That booch.
The booch. Describe it to me. The hoochie boochie.
The what was it? Tink booch.
Tink boocha.
Yeah, the tink boocha.
How is it
boocha,
right now?
A little bit of tank.
Is it kicking in yet?
Oh, yeah.
Little bit of the tank.
Tink. All right, Jonathan, you were gonna give me something hot after this song. We're not gonna sit through this whole song. It's a great song.
It's kind of playing in the background, but
we're letting Joni Mitchell caress our ear tones in the background.
We got "Back to Me" from Moonchild come out. There we go.
What keeps you coming? question. The whys and the hows without obsessing. It's a lot to think about, I'm still processing. Tears of joy in the morning made our pillow wet. Then night fell and we turned into silhouettes. Your body next to mine dancing real close. Step left, step right, then a pirouette. It would appear as that we really do believe in us. But it's so hard to believe all we need is us. Believe a kiss on a cold day could be enough. Look at the stars and wonder what it is they see in us. Where is this leading us? That's all I'm asking. Love comes in every color, but the fact is I never needed 50 shades of gray. Just turn the lights down low and give me every shade of blackness.
Two lovers are face to face with undulating grace. Gently sway and slip away to some secluded place. Shades of delight, cocoa hue, rich as the night, emerald blue.
Fly love song.
That's John Coltrane, Body and Soul, behind us right there. He absolutely kills it. Coltrane's a man, but I gotta say, there's no Coltrane without Charlie Parker. We got some. I got a great Charlie Parker record last really week at Inner Ear in Harvard Square.
I got some audio porn.
We played that last week. Songs of Seamen.
Songs of Seamen. It was hot. Fucking steamy, man.
I was sticky. That was some sticky shit.
Also got some pretty filthy fucked up death metal. That was hardcore.
Yeah.
Erotic to the anger, you know. Just like fucking strangling someone.
Yeah, there's just a bloody dude on the cover.
Dude hanging out of a window. Looks like he got his face like shut in a window or something.
Anyways, I got Charlie Parker. It's The Bird Live.
I like the album cover too.
Yeah.
It's a black and white.
It's very serious jazz.
It's chilling.
All right. You're still listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. cool like the head. Mm-hmm. I'm Bobby Familiar.
And I'm Jonathan Carbutt.
We got two guests with us right now.
Nick is MIA, man.
He said he was going to the bathroom, hasn't returned. We peeked out the window, and he was just fucking sprinting down the street. I think he shit himself. I don't know. I think he's one of those people that can only...
Had a little nug in his pants.
I think he's one of those people that can only poop at home. So he was in the bathroom.
I used to be that dude. Before I got to college, I would be laying the toilet paper on the seats. I don't give a shit anymore, dude. I do not care. It's just, I'll just sit on a dirty ass. I even sit with this little pee on it.
I don't sit on the pee.
Yeah. I got standards for myself.
Couple drops or something. Fuck it, dude.
Neanderthal.
Yeah, it's just my ass.
Yeah,
man.
It's like my ass has already got shit on it.
Yeah, you don't
pee's not even
ass.
As bad. So, I feel like you don't get any diseases through pee either. It's mainly just poop.
Ben, you still wipe your ass? That's a fucking urban myth, man.
Elementary school.
Dude, you know what I did? I poked a hole in the top of a Poland Spring bottle, and I kind of used it as a bidet and just squirted up my ass.
Do you guys fold or crumble your toilet paper?
I fold it.
Definitely fold.
Because when you crumble it, you can miss a spot. Like, it'll be thin and it'll break through and get all of your finger or something like that. I'm not trying to do that.
Yeah.
Because once in a while...
But I'm down to sit on the pee, though.
You know? Poop is another story, dude. Poop is another story. I don't know.
Draws the line. A man has a code, I suppose.
Yeah. I don't know. There's boundaries I won't cross, man.
You guys sit or stand when you wipe?
Not many Not people when you stand.
I've seen some.
I think it's happened.
Our roommate Aaron stands.
Wait, how do you know this?
That's the first thing I asked him.
Man, you gotta get to know your roommate.
Are you serious?
I'm a sitter.
I feel like sitting is...
Do you think there's anyone who lays down to wipe, you know, like gets on the ground, like
goes in the
supine position? Prone.
Yeah,
while
prone.
I can see the tactical advantage.
I'm thinking downward facing dog and just reaching behind yourself. Just shoulders in the ground. Sticking
or you could
your
always
ass
have
up.
Someone do it for you.
Well, that's how I used to do it.
That's ultimate leverage, you know? You can't.
Ultimate leverage.
I don't know.
You're going to get everything that way, too.
Yeah. And you're only going to wash your hands afterwards.
Got it.
You didn't touch anything. It seems like we talk a lot about poop and stuff like that on the show, you know? It's a recurring theme. Poop is an interesting part of life, you know?
Yeah. Everyone has an opinion on it. That's the thing. Nobody...
People have different reactions to it.
It's kind of gross.
It's the same thing with food, and I guess they're very related. Everybody
very human
eats,
part
everybody
of
shits.
Lot, you know, we're animals.
Everyone
pooping.
Has, you know, people might not have an opinion on art. They might not have an opinion on politics. Everybody eats, everybody shits. Everybody poops. Great read. That's on the cool like the head
reading list
right now. It's at the top of the
check
cool
it
like
out.
The
There's a lot of pictures
list.
In it, and it's really easy to read.
Yeah.
So.
There's nudies in the back.
Yeah, no, it's like
bookmarked.
Long cheese pizza.
Love cheese
pizza. Yeah, but they kind of just have like the blank skin. It's not really defined genitalia, you know? It's just kind of like flesh. I don't know.
Are you comfortable with the idea that women poop?
I don't know, I mean...
I don't like to think about it. I honestly don't like to think about it.
I put it out of my mind, but
they all
it's okay.
Do they?
They all do.
I'm
even
aware.
The prettiest
I'm a,
ones you see. They
I'm
all,
aware of it, and
I'm kind
of
into it.
Yeah, there's something really sexual about a woman just
defecating
on your chest.
Nope.
No, says Ben.
Nope.
Says
Ben.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's somewhere between no and yes.
What are you doing? Man,
yes.
That's like third base, man. I was doing that back in like freshman year high school. I was getting
just pooped
shit
in my
on.
Chest. I'm like, oof.
Yeah.
Do you go straight to getting pooped on, or do you usually poop first? What is the gateway? What's the threshold kind of experience?
I like
you know?
To get pooped on.
Yeah, definitely pooped on is the dominant.
I like to be just dominant their territory.
I don't know if I could poop on a man or a woman.
On a man.
Did you choke up on it?
You know, you just like, because you can't.
I think
really,
my sphincter would just, it wouldn't let me.
You couldn't really aim either, because it's like, what do you?
I could aim.
What kind of poop do you think you'd give him to? Like a nice fat turd, or like,
well, like what if you can't water. Perform? Like, I think that's something. You know.
Just shotgun.
How would you not perform?
Grape shot poops like that.
All right. We want to thank we want to thank you for tuning in to Deep Conversation late at night on WMFO Freeform Radio.
If you got any thoughts, please call in.
617-627-3800. We really like to support current topical discussion with educated people. We're going to let Culture in, take you out a little bit more.
Through your hood without a G pass, and them boys gon' bust like they need ass. It's all green, dog. I'm a breeze pass, but the fiends Tim Duncan, cause they need glass. And all these bitches know they need cash, cause I eat first, niggas better eat last. Cause we ain't scared to fucking let the heat blast. I'm masked up, Nick assed up. A ritual to light a spliff or two is all we ever do. Ahead of you, I got a better view collecting revenue. I met a fellow who ingested chemicals and made it so we never move. Except when he grab his genitals. I'm elevating to the revelation on your pedestal. While we on the topic, I am nothing like you ever knew. I compare to better dudes. I be on my level two. You're stuck on the first stage. I'm stuck on my level two. The loiterer, the black warrior, the real euphoria. Taste that, don't waste that, the Nas formula. I freestyle for this bitch, she's a foreigner. I drag her back to my den and I'm clawing her. Then I clubbing her, then I thugging her. Bitch know I'm wildin', bitch know I'm stylin'. Bitch know I'm stylin' like Stiley and I'm stylin'. Stylin' cause I'm wildin',
young and I'm violent.
Awesome, playing Wheel of Fortune in the falsum. I hold a jawsome and let her swim in the endorphins. And I devouse some, it gets exhausting. I toss them, double cross them. True religion's not an option, and I just got knowledge. Middle finger fucking whoever is not palace. You just got dollars and I escaped college. Dreams not a jeans fit, zombie prestige. So we gotta keep them trees lit. You ain't hitting wrecks till your brain dead. Shorty gassed up, call that bitch Wayne head. Meech told me I ain't gotta talk to him. Nigga lift her up, then you spark to him. Nigga talk to him, make it so you bought him out. Cause he niggas tuck duck, cause he fell about. We don't give a fuck, we just do things, nigga. God damn, some bang thing.
facts to talk about us quietly. Your rich social quarters is about a fertile land and a rolling lush quarters. And they really should embrace us cause they know we got the science. But the bottom line is they don't want the brown alliance. They rather get our secrets and they don't believe mistreat us. Take our color and our culture from the foul way they breed us. They are such a fucking leaders with no intention to free us. And if you believe in love, then imagine what the key is. The sentiment for me is simply love me.
Schwarzenegger.
Danke.
Herzlich willkommen.
Danke. Es ist wirklich fantastisch, selbst hier zu sein.
Heute kommen Sie zu uns als der Hauptdarsteller eines Films, der alle Kassenrekorde sprengt. Was ist das für ein Gefühl und wie sind Sie dazu gekommen?
Es ist ein fantastisches Gefühl, wenn man einen Kassenschlager hat. Nicht nur einen Kassenschlager in Amerika, aber einen Kassenschlager international. Also der Film ist wirklich sehr gut angekommen. Nicht nur also finanziell, also bei der Kasse, sondern auch bei den Kritiken. Also sehr gut angekommen. Wir haben wirklich sehr gute Kritiken bekommen. Und das für mich als Schauspieler zurzeit sehr wichtig ist.
Ich glaube, eins der größten Komplimente, die man Ihnen gemacht hat, war die Tatsache, dass man gesagt hat, nicht eine einzige Szene in diesem Film ist gedoubelt. Alles
ja, das,
selber gemacht.
Das stimmt und es ist deswegen, weil die haben nämlich keinen Stuntman oder Double für mich gefunden, weil es eben keinen zweiten gibt, der solche Muskeln hat
wie ich. Leider. Das glaube ich. Ein einmaliges Exemplar.
Jedes Kind hat die Träume, dass man reich wird, dass man berühmt wird, dass man früher oder später mal nach Amerika geht und so. Nur war bei mir der Drang viel größer als bei anderen Kindern. Und ich wollte das verwirklichen. Und ich wollte irgendwie ein Mittel finden, dass ich das erreiche, früher oder später. Und ich habe gewusst, dass es im Sport für mich leichter war, weil ich sehr, immer sehr physical war, immer mehr mit Sport zu tun gehabt habe. Und man hat mir damals schon gesagt, mit 15, dass ich in den nächsten paar Jahren Mr. Universum werden könnte, wenn ich richtig hart trainiere. Und ich habe dann natürlich ganz wie wahnsinnig angefangen mit dem Training. 4-5 Stunden täglich. Und meine Eltern haben natürlich geglaubt, dass ich total verrückt bin, weil Bodybuilding war zu der Zeit natürlich so bekannt oder beliebt in Österreich. Und ich war dann durchgehalten und trainiert und bin Mr. Universum mit 19 Jahren, also ich war der jüngste Mr. Universum und habe dann daraufhin Angebote gekriegt, nach Amerika zu kommen.
Sie gehören jetzt zu einer sehr wichtigen Familie. Wie haben Sie denn Ihre Frau kennengelernt?
Ja, aber ich habe die Maria 1977 beim Tennisturnier kennengelernt in New York, bei dem Robert F. Kennedy Tennisturnier. Und wir haben uns dort verliebt. Und vor einem Jahr haben wir uns verlobt an meinem Geburtstag in Österreich, in Graz. Und am 26. April haben wir geheiratet. Und Kinder gibt es noch keine.
Kinder gibt es noch keine. Gibt's noch keine. Das wissen wir doch alles.
Das ist ja voll ihr, das weiß.
Was wird es denn jetzt für Rollen geben? Also die, wir eben gesehen haben, ist schon ein bisschen anders als der gehörte Conan.
Das war eigentlich eine ganz neue Rolle für mich. Ich habe noch nie einen Polizisten oder jemanden gespielt, der mit der FBI was zu tun hat. Aber ich muss zugeben, dass mein Vater, wo ich noch ein kleines Kind war, der hat zu mir immer gesagt, Arnold, du musst unbedingt einmal wie ich ein Polizist werden. Und das der Film hat die gute Kombination von Action, es ist ein Abenteuerfilm und hat auch den Humor. Und ich glaube, das ist auch der Grund, dass er so gute Kritiken nicht nur in Amerika, sondern in der ganzen Welt bekommen hat. Wir sind heute schon Nummer 1 in Deutschland hier bei den Kassenerfolgen.
Schwarzenegger als Agent Mark Kaminski im Kampf gegen die Mafia in Chicago. Wie bei vielen Schwarzenegger-Filmen, von den meisten Kritikern verrissen, an den Kinokassen ein Erfolg.
Es ist noch bessere, noch größere Stunts wie Terminator oder Total Recall oder True Lies. Die Konkurrenz ist immer gegen mich selbst. Und so, ich glaube, in die Race ist es mir gelungen, dass man das wieder
bitch nigga, use a bitch nigga, huh. A bitch nigga, a bitch nigga, a bitch nigga. I know your type, so much bitch in you. If it was slightly darker, lights was little dimmer, my dick be stuck up in your windpipe. You rather blow me than fight. I'm from the old school, like Romy Rome, homie. Yo, you owe me the right to slap you like the bitch that you are. Been wanting to cap you ever since you was mad dogging me with that bitch in your car, fool. Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? Man, you shit on hint, get your shit bust. Plus, pistol whip, cover it up, use your bitch's blush. Mr. Powder Puff, yo, bark ain't loud enough, huh? I know chihuahuas, that's mo' rah-rah, ha-ha. I have to laugh, Dre, I bet he take bubble baths. You don't want no trouble with the aftermath staff, trust me. Doggy dog, dicky doctor plus me. No, use a buster slash hussy, soft as a hush puppy. Must we break you down to estrogen, most hated specimens of bitch, nigga.
Stop scheming and looking hard. Stop
Ich den schlag den Bug den, cool like the head. Ich den und den Stücken hacken stoken, Jonathan.
Na, Stücken schlägen badaken, Jonathan Garbutt.
Das vom Schwein.
Das von
Schwarzenegger ins Las ins der Barachsen.
Hast den Schlagen.
Es ist Ragenschach.
Es ragens liegen die Nieds, mal flacken die Aktores.
Brandon, ich den schlagten Ducken und schliegen wackte Hunden.
Danke. Ich schlugen an Toten na in den
Entrocken mit Pater und ich legen am Nacken schliegen.
Wackte, Scheiße!
Wunder.
gestern. Oh, danke. Stacke, WMFO, Medford, die sticken und schlagten und cool like the head. Schlacke, Bobby Familiar.
Ich schlug ihn immer Jonathan Garbutt. Ich schlug ihn nach Husti-Lackmann.
Husti-Lackmann.
Puti-Bata.
Hanschen schlagen, weil die. Brandon, was denn ich und Stocken wackten.
Sprechen Sie Jacken.
Hagen schlagen. Arnold. Jonathan, schlagte. Wante unter Scheiße unter.
Und Schleiße nacken.
Und Schleiße nacken. Dunten.
Set on making
bullets fly.
Start the show.
Bang, bang, bang. Yeah, that's how we start the show. Eagle soar and oil flow. You didn't decide what you chose. We will pay back what they owe. Oh, and you saying so. I got mines, now you get yours. Crime depends from who you stole. Rich is good, black is no. Diamonds kill the flow. We cheer for the villains though. Hustling, bustling, getting low. Motion is perpetual. We call Jill to give and go. All you reap is what you sow. Beat the beat though, street ammo. Slave shit, come on, you must know. Where are the controls? Mass of individuals consuming as ritual. You ain't hear them say ride slow. Dudes, don't let them play us. Girls, they are arch fakers. Time to shake it up, cause the beat will always save us.
The beat will always save us. The beat will always save us. The beat will always save us. The beat will always save us. The beat will always save us. The beat will always save us. The beat will always save us.
The beat. Rich niggas, y'all swag dip bro. Style so bitch and white as coke. Line y'all up like dominoes. Attack of the fucking clones.
Hello, this is Bobby Familiar.
This is John in the Car Book.
It's 1:50 a.m. Friday morning.
You're still listening to What the Head.
And we're getting ready to say goodnight to the audience right now. All you sleepy dancers laying in bed.
I'm pretty sleepy.
About to get a little sleepier after the show than I think. Hey.
Trying to get sleepy. You know, I lost some money tonight. That was kind of a bummer.
I didn't.
I lost to a fucking squid, man.
What's I hate that? When Aaron wins. I hate when Vincent wins more.
Yeah, Vincent they try seems too hard. More calculated. It, yeah.
These kids are playing day and night.
Like when I win.
Ben, oh that was my. Luck, man. Shut your mouth.
Oh my god.
Dude sucks.
Jerked.
Lucky.
I still can't believe you won.
For the record, I won.
I know. I can't take that away from you. I have to live with this.
Probably
hell.
Cheated.
I bet you cheated. Yeah. No, I actually talked to Ben about it, and I was right. He's not as smart as we think.
He's not. But he's just a genius.
That's not what your money said.
It's a double psychology. Reverse.
Dude, we mind-gamed too hard. That's the problem. We mind-gamed too hard.
And he came out on top, dude. I feel like he's a very...
As I do.
Win or lose, you know, he goes big or he goes
bankrupt.
Yeah, or you know, crashes and burns.
We need another game, official licensed.
Yeah, that was rules. A bullshit game.
I want
tonight.
Like I want punctual too.
We also gotta be in our home court. I'm done with that Miller.
Miller sucks.
Yeah, I didn't go tonight because it was a Miller. I mean, I'm not gonna walk to lose money, man. I'm
like
gonna
to
lose
control,
money in my own house.
You know? Control the game, you know,
should we have a table limit?
My domain. Yeah, I feel like 10 is like a good number, you know.
10's a lot.
10's a lot, even. Yeah, because that takes the game takes so long.
Maybe
know?
6 to 8.
6 to 8, or that's a good number.
6 to 8.
$10 game. That's a big pot.
Yeah, it's casual too. Enough where you can still get reads. And yeah. It's not just all luck.
Yeah.
Talking about Texas Hold'em poker, by the way.
Yeah.
If you're American,
you gotta play it. If you're trying to lose some money, you know, come by Cool with the Head.
Yeah,
I'll probably just hold you up, you know.
627-38.
Take your wallet.
Yeah, we apologize because we were supposed to have a live rap segment tonight with the MC that's been floating around the Boston area, Max Hornug, but he unfortunately was MIA tonight. Bad things.
Rest in peace. Blame the micro or macro.
Yeah, we had a few stragglers, you know. Rest in peace, Nick. I hope you made it home. Maybe probably he's didn't. Out there in the dark, curled in a ball.
Being a townie. I can just hear all of that. Oh my god, it's horrible.
Alright, we're gonna say goodnight to you.
Who was that?
You've been listening to Cool Like the Head. We're gonna let Stan Getz take you out on his wonderful saxophone. This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
We'll see you after the break.
5 minutes till 2. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Alright.
Good night. Thank you for coming on the show, guys.
You know it.
Good night.
I'll be back again.
Good night. Alright, kisses all around. Alright. We're kissing your ears, Cool Like the Head. Thank you.